B-Pod Studios.
It's the Rap Party Podcast with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Yes. Welcome to the Rap Party Podcast.
Hello.
This should be rather short because I have to use the restroom.
I noticed you packed up kind of like, again, like school, where, yeah. Where you'd pack up before class was really over.
I plan on bailing out of here within 15 minutes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. We're not doing lunch?
No, I was never...
Were you not...
You chatted?
By the way...
What you chatted about?
For those people that didn't listen to the show today, and you only listened to the Rap Party, the Rap Party is really a companion to the radio show that we do here in Charlotte, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Our microphones are all fucked up this morning. And Roy's mic didn't work. Loren's mic was the wrong mic. So Roy worked out of Nicole's studio.
Yeah.
Did you like it in there?
No.
Why?
Because I couldn't hear the room conversation. I was very alone. So, no, I didn't like it. Like, whenever I do work from home and I am remote, I can at least hear all the banter in the room. In Nicole's room, she shut off from all that. Which, by the way, now that I've sat in there, I'm really confused on how she doesn't like us because she doesn't really get us at nauseam.
What do you mean? Just,
like, she doesn't give really the full...
Like, I get you guys.
Right.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So how
yeah.
can she hate us? I mean,
I don't think she does.
I barely hurt you guys. Well, I know she doesn't hate us, but she does get annoyed.
I want to bring her in here, too, because we have to talk about her trip to Universal. We didn't get all the details. Here's producer Nicole. Hi.
Hey.
So, Universal Studios. So let's take us through. You left here on Wednesday. You bailed out of here on Wednesday of last week.
Thursday
of last week. Did you hit the road when you thought you were supposed to?
Yep, got everything, left here, like, right before 10, like, minutes before 10, got gas on the way home, picked up the GF and the dogs, we got a Jersey Mike sub for the road, and we were out of there.
Interesting.
What time were you on the interstate?
We were on the interstate 11:15.
About a 30-minute head start.
We were at Jersey Mike's at 11 o'clock.
I have to stop you.
What?
I find Jersey Mike's to be a very
hard
clumsy,
food to
hard
eat in the car.
Car ride food.
See, I found it was a little messy because I got half of it with Mike's Way, which comes with all the stuff. And then I got the other half as not, and that's what I should have done. But did that just because they break it in increments, so that way it'd be good
Smart.
For later on.
Smart.
They break it up in increments?
Like, yeah, yeah,
if you get the large, they'll break it up into four parts.
Instead of two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I typically get a giant cheesesteak, and they never break it up in parts.
Well, you can't break up a cheesesteak, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
The sub gets broken up. Did you bring a cooler, a road cooler?
Brought a cooler for the beach, but not for the road. We just had our water bottles.
Did you have a road cooler?
It just brought back memories of growing up on our road trips. We'd have a cooler with sandwiches.
Is that an old person thing?
And drink.
We do a road cooler.
I think when you have kids and stuff.
Yeah,
maybe
that's why we do.
Yeah.
That's smart though.
Did you go to Buc-ee's? People were saying you should go to Buc-ee's.
We stopped at Buc-ee's on the way back, and
it was interesting.
Yes, it was interesting, and there's, in this day and age, there's very few places that I feel uncomfortable in, but Buc-ee's seemed like a place a hate crime would happen.
Really?
It was the most southern thing. Like, being born and raised in the South, I get surprised when things out southern things that I've seen in my past, and like you just like walk in there and it's just like
the music stops when you and your girlfriend walk
in. I'm not gonna lie, like we didn't because it was just a pit stop to get a bathroom break, but I don't think I would have held her hand in there.
Really?
I really don't think so.
Somebody said that the Buc-ee's owner is very right-leaning and donates a lot to...
Let's just say that we walked into the bathroom and, like, it's how, like, you go to the... Women's is on the left, men's is on the right. and they're, I guess they're trying to sell like art or whatever, but like all of the art for the females is like Marilyn Monroe in the trailer park, and all of the art for the leading into the men's restroom was like whiskey on canvases and like American flags with like different colored lines. Like it was, it was odd.
I think I want to see the Marilyn Monroe in a trailer park. That sounds interesting.
She grew up poor. Watch the documentary on Netflix. It's awesome. The Buc-ee's is known for what? Is it barbecue?
I don't know what.
I think they're known for all their just different products they have.
I mean, it was essentially like a
General store?
It was like a Harris Teeter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. So
they have like their own products.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they had a buffet. Yeah. They had a meat corner.
You went to a rally there. Was it any good?
What?
She just looks at me and goes, what?
Yeah. It was odd.
I love the picture of you trying to get your dogs to sit when you got right to the border of Florida.
Yep. We stopped there to get some juice and to pee. And we did. We gave the dogs a little break. And it was tougher than it seemed to get them to just sit.
And then you do downtime. Somebody called and told us that there's a dog-friendly park that you can go to and take your dog to, not far from where you were.
It was a beach or something.
It was like a beach.
Yeah.
Cocoa Beach?
Maybe. Did you take your dogs anywhere?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. And then you rest up, and then Saturday comes, and Sunday.
Sunday. We did the park Sunday morning and Monday morning.
And you get there, and you wait. Were you like a kid on Christmas where you were so excited to go Sunday morning?
Yeah, I will say, like,
I love that.
Not that, like, I was jaded by Monday, but, like, Sunday, because it was the first time. And, I mean, even, like, the time that I had been before that with Roy and Lauren when we did Halloween Horror Nights, first of all, everything looks different then, so I didn't recognize a single thing
from
there.
It's different at night.
But...
And it was all decorated, like, in Halloween stuff.
But we were at the Universal Studios part, and I remember seeing one part of, like, the entrance to Diagon Alley, which is part of Harry Potter World. And I specifically remember turning my head because I was like, I don't want – one day I'm going to go, and I don't want anything to ruin it. And so we started at Islands of Adventures and went straight to Harry Potter World. And the way that they have it is you walk through the Jurassic Park –
nice
place, and then you cross a bridge to go to Hogsmeade, and then you just like turn your head and like there is Hogwarts, and it's real. And it was like I just like stopped on the bridge and just took it all in.
That's awesome. Did people dress like Harry Potter? Were they in costume and stuff?
Oh yeah, we knew as soon as we got out of the car, like we had our matching shirts on, which we were pretty pumped about. We got lots of compliments and people asking where it was from. This so Southern guy, like the most Southern accent I think I've ever heard. We were holding hands in the park, and so I thought he was going to say something about that, but he goes, "Excuse me, ladies." And I was like, "Oh God, oh God." And he goes, "Where'd y'all get y'all's them shirts?"
Y'all's are cute sisters.
But we were right behind.
Did you meet other potheads? Potterheads?
Potterheads.
Like Potterheads.
I mean, not that we had, like, conversed with, but there was a lot of, like, nice people who, because we...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
We got by with, you know, like taking selfies and stuff. So like we took a lot of pictures for other people and they would take pictures for us.
Were you exhausted afterwards? Like, was it just it is physically and mentally draining to go to Disney or Universal.
I think we went you also need like, I don't know how parents do it. I do not know how my parents did it when I was a kid. Like there has to be so much planning.
Oh, totally.
And place for that kind of stuff, because there really is such a like mathematical equation to when you're doing stuff, what you're doing, where you're at.
Then throw in nap times and everything else.
But meanwhile, as kids, we were just like, God, our parents are nagging.
Yeah.
And then, like, you see all the kids, like, throwing temper tantrums at certain
stuff. They don't want to wait in the lines.
Yeah, or, like, in the stores, they want to buy something, and the parents are like, no.
What was the longest line you waited on? What ride?
The longest line, we did, like a listener said, like, right when you get there, go straight there and ride Hagrid's ride, which we did. That was probably about a 50-minute wait. That might have been the longest.
So at Disney, when you go on these rides, and you also rode the Velocicoaster, which I'm jealous of in the Jurassic Park area. When you go on the rides, as you wait in the line, there's like stories leading up to the ride. Is that how it was?
Yes.
I love the stories.
Yeah.
It was, and that's actually like what we talked about, because I don't think, I mean, when we were kids, I don't think that was a thing. Like, I think we just waited in line and you waited to go. But now, I mean, I guess everybody's attention span is
they
so
entertain
short.
Entertain you as
you're
waiting.
You have to entertain. It was so creative and so detailed that honestly, like, even if, like, I want to take my mom and my mom doesn't ride rides, but, like, I'll have her stand in line with me just to experience what it's like to go through and then have her dip out at the end, because it truly is a ride in itself before getting on the ride.
I like it when they talk to you and through the TV screen.
And the Velocicoaster was a
whole... We need you to go get the Raptors.
Yeah, it was a whole movie. Chris
Take
Pratt
a transport
did a whole
vehicle.
Movie.
Oh, yeah,
which you know he had to, like, because it's specific for the rides. He's like...
Chris Pratt.
Isn't that his name?
Yeah, that's Lorenz Tasty Shake.
No, that's him.
Hey, you. Oh, my gosh. You hear
I
that?
Would Pratt too.
Yeah.
The Dude. Raptors have gotten loose.
In that movie. Like,
well, that's what he says. Like, and it's all the real actors.
Yeah.
And
it
was
you to
really
help.
Cool.
So, at Disney, they have the Aerosmith ride, the rock and roller coaster. And as you come up, you see all the recording stuff. But then as you get closer, you know you're coming up next because there's a huge window and you're looking into the recording studio, and Tyler and the Steven Tyler and the producer are like talking. They go, oh, hey, we didn't even see you guys were here. That's awesome. You guys want to come with us? We got to go hit the show. And they do it. And then, like, so you watch it and then you move ahead. You can't watch it anymore, but you fucking hear it because the next group has to watch the same GD thing. And that thing plays and the Chris Pratt thing plays. It's playing right now.
Right now.
Non-fucking stop. Over. And over and over again, the same thing. Hey, didn't know you were here.
Yeah. I love thinking about vacation things that are happening right now.
Yeah.
Like right now, there's a snorkeling excursion going on and everyone's drinking rum.
My day dream. You know?
Right now, somebody is on a roller coaster freaking the F out.
Right, yeah.
But the Velocicoaster was voted like one of the top roller coasters in the country. It was good?
Velocicoaster was insane.
How'd you turn Jess into going on to that?
You know, at first it was her trying to talk me into doing it as a single rider, because after she got, there was one of the Harry Potter rides was the Journey Through Hogwarts was very jerky, and she gets really bad motion sickness. So she did all the steps, like she took nausea medicine every 4 hours. She wore the bands, and she was fine during Hagrid's ride. But this one, because it's a lot of them are virtual reality, so you're, like, having to focus with your eyes, and then it's just, like, jerking and vibrating. So it's not so much as a, like, a roller coaster. You can feel all that, but you can still close your eyes and still have the same effect. Whereas I think she tried to keep her eyes open through a lot of the jerkiness, and that made her a little unwell. So she was like, you know, we need to pick one ride for tomorrow that I do, and then after that I probably won't be able to. But she did. We did, like, three rides, and then... I thought she was joking, and she was like, no, let's do the Velocicoaster. And I think she just got the adrenaline rush, and so we did it, and it was...
She like it?
She was done after that, but...
Yeah, you hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so amazing with you, Manny, because since I've known you for years now, you have hated roller coasters.
You know what, Roy? I didn't hate them, but I don't need to get on it.
I didn't have
the urge.
But even when we did the grand opening of the coaster at Carowinds, you didn't want to do it. Was it Rattlesnake?
Close.
Copperhead.
Copperhead Strike.
Yep.
Rattlesnake. Copperhead Strike. Yeah, I didn't, but I could have went on that. Now I probably would have, but I'm like, I don't need to stand in a long line to hit the roller coaster. But because my nieces and nephews are going at Disney, I figured I hit a couple, and we did, and I enjoyed it. I like the rush.
The rush is awesome. And honestly, like, the lines weren't that bad because, I mean, A, like, you know, you can talk. A lot of people were playing heads up in line. I thought that was cool.
Is that a Harry Potter thing? Oh, no.
So everything went by pretty fast. I would say, like, an hour wait is typically, like, normal.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Did you spend more money than you thought you were going to?
Yes.
Yeah, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You
now
freaked
I have
out?
To, now I have to pay the taxes on my car before the end of the month.
I have to do that, too. I'm, like, late on not only my taxes for my car, but getting it inspected.
Yeah, I got to do all that.
I'm like 2 months behind.
Yeah.
I was gonna make a pretty good credit card payment this go around, and gas was nuts. Which we did the math, filled up there and back, filled up four times, so literally
two
almost
times each way,
$250 worth of gas. We literally could have flown.
Yeah. You could have, but it's
but
a pain.
But then
you
don't
have
a car.
You don't
have
the dog.
No, true.
Was parking a pain in the ass, or did you take a bus?
No, parking, it costs. You have to pay like $30 for parking.
Because, Roy, I always wonder, like, who parks at Disney? Like, in their car? Like, you see car lots, and I'm like.
Who live there, season ticket holders.
Yeah, I'm jealous of that.
My sister took her camper, her RV, to Disney, and it's the coolest thing ever.
That does sound cool.
They have a whole section.
Yeah, there's a camping area.
There's a whole camping area, and it's really nice. Princesses come out.
I don't think they have that at Universal. RV lot.
They have pools. I mean, they have horses.
Different class of people.
They have food. I mean, it's like this whole really nice area.
Yeah, parking was easy. There was no, like, I mean, we got, so the parks on Sunday and Monday opened at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And we were there like 8:30.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. It was everything. We're excited that you loved it. You weren't let down. It was fantastic. And we appreciate you coming on the Wrap Party, Nicole. We know you don't like to talk, but when you do, it's damn entertaining.
Okay.
Anybody else have anything they want to say?
Goodbye. I gotta go.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.